Okay, today's daf is Yuma, daf Ayin Hey, Yuma Ayin Hey, and today we're going to talk about a topic that relates to a number of the Ma'amari Chazal on the daf, and it's secrets of tefillah. Three points about tefillah that come up through a number of the items on today's daf. Three messages about tefillah. Let's just go through the three points on the daf, and then we'll go through the message of tefillah about each one. The Gemara towards the top of Ayin Ayim and Aleph tells us, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bo Re'eh, Shlo Kemidas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basar Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions are not like a human act, human king's actions. Midas Basar Adam, a human, Machnedes Chaveiro, Yorin Molachayev, a human who insults their friend, and gets upset at their friend, then he goes and tries to take everything away from them, and tries to make them lose financially, right? Yorin Molachayev, Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. Kilos HaNachash, what happened? He got upset at the Nachash. He cursed the Nachash, right? Who caused Adam and Chava to sin. Ola Lagag. And what happens to the Nachash? He goes up to the roof, Mizanos Avimo. He always has what he needs. Yorid Lamata, Mizanos Avimo. He goes down, his food is always with him. Kilos Kanaan. He cursed Kanaan to be Avadim. Ocha Masharaba Ocha, Vashosa Masharaba Shosa. He eats what his master eats. He drinks what the master drinks. Kilos Isha, Kalrasa Nacharea. He cursed Isha, right? She wasn't Chava yet. He cursed Isha. Everybody runs after her, even though she has this punishment, but everybody is running after women. Kilos Hadama, Hakol Nizonin Heimena. That's one Gemara. We'll see exactly what the message of tefillah is in a few minutes, Be'ez Hashem. That is the first Gemara on our daf. A little bit later, the Gemara goes into the description of the Torah of the Man. The Gemara says, it's described as God. God is meant to teach me either the shape or the Haggadah. Shedome la Haggadah, Shomechash libo shel Adam kamayim. It's like a Godic statement that it pulls people. It's very tasty like water. Or Magid lahem liYisrael, or it's lahagid. It's able to detect and tell the Jews, you know, who's in what family based on how many portions are left at each house. But then it's also described as Lavan, white. Why is it described as white? Shemalbin avonosein shel Yisrael. It whitens and purifies the sins of Am Yisrael. So we'll have to talk about that also. Number two. And finally, number three, towards the bottom of the Amud, the description is given relating to how Bnei Yisrael asked for the man in the desert. Vayomer Moshe b'seis Hashem lachem b'erev basar lechol v'lechem b'boker l'sboa. We receive meat at night, the slav at night, and we receive the bread in the morning for satiation. Tana mishmei Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Basar sheshalu shlo kahogan, the basar that we asked for inappropriately, we complained about it, we said, oy, nitalem shlo kahogan, so it's given to us inappropriately. What does it mean? We can survive without meat, and also we have plenty of cattle. Rashi says on top of Amabez, Mitoch Keres Malaya, She Mikna Rava Yalam. They had plenty of basar, but because they asked inappropriately, they shouldn't have asked, so it's given to them Shaloka Hogan. What does that mean? Yor Lahem Im Chashecha, Rashi says. It fell at night, Shah She'ena Ru'uya Lisakenosa at Shasa Suda. Without enough time, it's going to get dark, and they didn't have enough time to prepare for the Suda. So they got it, but it was not comfortable and difficult. But lechem, sheshalu kahogan, bread which they asked properly for, right? Rashi says she shows lach, she'ef shalios below lechem, right? It's impossible to be without bread, and they asked appropriately for the bread, nitalem kahogan, that was given to them, kahogan, Rashi baboker, she shows lachino, in the morning where there is what time to, prepare. So let's talk about these, three secrets of tefillah that come out from these statements. The first one is somewhat well known, right? The Gemara says at the top that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a human. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset at someone or something and still supports them and gives them what they need. Right? The question that's asked about the Nachash and the story of the Nachash is that we know everyone received a punishment in the days of the Chet in Gan Eden, and Adam received the punishment. That's a punishment. Isha Chava or Isha received the punishment. Right, Etzav Teldi Banim, Tzar Gidul Banim, and the Nachash receives the punishment. Right, what's the Nachash's punishment? Afra Tocha Kol Yemechayecha. So the question is, why is that such a punishment? Why is that so bad? The Nachash always has what he needs. Exactly what the Gemara says here. The Nachash always says Mizonos of Imo. He goes up to the Gog, Mizonos of Imo. Yerei Lamata Mizonos of Imo. So what's so bad? What's so? Why is that so? Such a punishment, such an onesh that he is Nana. So Rav Simcha Bunim, Biparshischa, right? One of the greats of the 18th century, 1767, 1827. One of the greats is that's the ultimate punishment, because Tefillah is not just about asking, but it's about the relationship. It's about the connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does Hashem say to the Nachash? Take what you need and get out of my life for eternity. I don't want to have a relationship with you. That is the ultimate punishment. We have needs. We have chisronos, and that makes us turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more painful for a parent to ignore a child than to scold or to scream at a child. Whether a child is saying to the parents, don't ignore me, listen to me, listen to me, tell me something, just answer me. Right? Because that's much more painful when there is no relationship. If there's a relationship, and even if it's scolding, but there's still a relationship. Point number one about tefillah is that we have to recognize it's not just about asking for things. It's just about the relationship we have with Him. And that is a basic human need. There's a basic human need to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does this come from? This comes out from the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pei Tes, where the Gemara in Parak Amar Rabbi Akiva tells us, remember this Gemara, we quote it often, that La'asin Lavo Yomer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask Avraham Avinu in the future at some point, Banecha Chatuli, your children have sinned against me and they're deserving a punishment. Amar Lefan Avribona Shalolam. And what does Avraham Avinu say? I'm sorry, but Yimacha Kedusha Shemecha, I have no defense. I don't know what to say. So Amar, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu couldn't help us. Amar Lili Yaakov. Let me go to Yaakov Avinu. Davili Tzargi Dubanim. Yaakov Atzargi Dubanim, he put so much into his children that will breed extra love. So Efshar Dabay Rachmi Alayo, maybe he'll be able to ask for Rachmanis on them. Amar Le Banecha Chatu. He says, Banecha Chatu, your children have sinned, Yaakov Avinu. Amar Lefan Avribona Shel Olam, Yimacha Kedusha Shemecha. Sorry, he also has no defense. Let him be destroyed. Akudusha Shemecha. Amar says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Besavi Taim Ava Lo Bedar Diki Eitza. The grandfather can't help. The grandchild can't help. There's only one left. Amar Lo Li Yitzchak. Banecha Chatuli. Yitzchak Avinu. Your children have sinned against me. What should we do? Amar Lefanav says Yitzchak Avinu. Ribono Shel Olam. Banai Valo Banecha. What do you mean? Your children. They're my children. They're not your children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you saying? When Bnei Yisrael were mocked in Nasa L'Nishma, what did you say? Karasa Lahem Bini B'chori. Achshav Banai V'lo Banecha? Hashem, why do you say your children? They're just as much your children, capital Y, as my children. Like a parent, when they want to talk about a child, they did something wrong. This is not my genes, this is your genes, your daughter, your son. So Yitzchak says, it's not yours. It's ours. It's ours, both. The ode, and now Yitzchak gets into math. Kama chatu, how much did they sin anyway? How much are we talking about? So it says Yitzchak, kama shnos av shel adam, shivim shana, how much does a person live? Average, 70 years, right? Like David HaMelech says, dal esther delo anash dalayu, take off 20, the first 20, there's no punishment b'dei shamayim. That gets us down to 50. Pashulu chamsha, there's 50 left. Dal chafhei delelusa, take off another 25 at night. Well, they're not sinning when they're sleeping. Half the time they're sleeping, right? We don't sleep that much, but that was Yitzchak was being a little flexible. Pashalu chafez, there's 25 years left. So we went from 70 to 50, and then 50 to 25. So there's 25 years left. Here's the key line for us. Now, dal tarti sreu palga, take off another 12 and a half years. Take off another 12 and a half years because they're involved in their basic human needs. What are their basic human needs? What would you put on the list? What's on the list here? Eating, drinking, bathroom, davening. Davening. And that's the first on the list. Did Siluye, they're davening, Umechal, and they're eating, Udebesakise, they're in the bathroom. So Pajlo Tarti Seopaga, there's 12 and a half left. So if you could handle 12 and a half, great. If not, I gave myself at the Akeda, it's all on me. But what do you see from that Gemara in Shabbos? You see that there's a basic human need to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, again, separate from anything we ask. It's just a schus to have the meeting, a schus to have the relationship. Right, the Ramban writes in Hasasakas to Mitzvah Hey, we know the famous Machlokas, which we'll get to, B'Hashem, again soon. We mentioned it at Derech Agav yesterday. The Machlokas about Tefillah. Is it a Mitzvah to David every single day? The Rambam says, yes, of course. It's a mitzvah to daven every single day. It's a mitzvah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Chazal darshin, ula'avdo b'chol avavchem, serve Hashem in your heart, zu tfila. The Rambam says that's a real drasha gemura, that there's a mitzvah asay to daven every day. That's the fifth mitzvah. Mitzvah chamishas, the Rambam says. Shetzivanu la'avdo yis'ala. We are commanded to serve Him. And it says that a number of times. Omar, it says in Mishpatim, Vavata Bashem Lakechem, it says in Re'e, Vaoso Savodu, it says in Vaschanan, Vaoso Savod, Ulav the Bachal of Avchim in Ekev, and the Rambam says all of those are hinting to Tfilah. Vyavavish is at Sivui, who Gamkein, Minat Sivuyim Hakololim, and even though this is a more general pasik, serve Hashem, Kamosha Biyarna Bishor Sharavi, Hide Yeshbo Yichur, but it still has a specific message, Sutsivu Bitfilah, which is the Tsivuy Tfilah, this is tefillah. The Ramban says no. The Ramban argues, right, based on a number of Gemaras. The Gemara seems to say beferish that tefillah is drabanan, kriyash pas darais, that tefillah is drabanan. But the Ramban says there, aval vaday in his asagas, kol inyan that tefillah ain't a chova klal. It's not a chova, aval humi midos chesed habore yisparech aleinu. It's a chesed of Hashem sheshomeya vaone bechol kareinu elav, that He listens. He listens, right? It's the relationship. The relationship, that's the key. Rav Soloveitchik, we mentioned again often, is a beautiful piece in Ish HaEmunah, where he talks about that why did Chazal Dafka at the times of Anshei Knesset HaGedola, they made many takanas. One of them was tefillah and brachas. Which is why Dafka did they focus on that then at that point in history? Right? There could have been, that's where they focused on the structure of tefillah. So the Rambam has his lashon at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, that the language was getting lost and people couldn't express themselves properly. But Rav Soloveitchik suggests that they knew that Nevuah was ending. They knew that Chag HaZachai Malachi were the last Nevi'im, right? It's interesting that if you look in the beginning of Avos to Rabbi Nassan, right? We know Pirkei Avos has a certain number of steps. Moshe, Yoshua, Zekanim, Nevi'im, Anshei Knesset HaGedola. If you look in Avos to Rabbi Nassan, at the beginning they have two extra stages, right? They have, if I remember, Moshe, Yoshua, Zekanim, Shoftim, Nevi'im, Chag HaZachai Malachi, Anshei Knesset HaGedola. As if Chag HaZachai Malachi was a separate stage of Nevi'im, because they were the last ones. But either way, they were the last, and they knew they were going to be the last. So what was going to be, after there was no more Nevuah, there would be no more communication between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's one of the animamins that Nevuah exists. Suggests Rav Soloveitchik, no, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola would not be nichna to the mitzius, to the tragic reality that there would not be any connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and therefore they instituted tefillah. Tefillah is a hemshich of Nevuah. It's just the question of who's talking and who's listening. Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is talking to man. Tefillah, man, is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the essence of tefillah. It's the relationship that continues. It's the conversation that continues. That's the key, right? That's the Ramban. It's the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the basic human need that we have. And that's what the Nachash didn't have. The Nachash lost this. One final point relating to this suggestion, that if you look in Rav Pinkus, in his Sefer on Elul and Yamim Noraim, if you look on page Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, right, he discusses this as well, based on the pasuk of Tehillim, Sama Gimel Dalet, Ki Tov Chastucha Mechayim, greater is your chesed than life itself. What does that pasuk mean? So he gives the mashal, Rafika gives the mashal, that imagine there's somebody, Rahmanul Islam, first he quotes the Malbim, then expands on the Malbim. What does the Malbim say? Ki Tov Chastucha Mechayim, Shechastucha Shbimatnas Achayim, Nivdal, V'kol Chesed Sheyase Zulasecha, Shekol Chesed Shenasig Mizulaseinu, Eina Chesed Tov Mitzad Atzmo, Rach Mitzad HaToela Shehisagnu Mimenu. Right? Usually, chesed is all about what we received, but it's not the relationship itself. He gives the mashal. He says, imagine there's a chol masukan, there's somebody who has a terrible illness, and they go to a doctor, and the doctor, you know, takes care of them over months and months, and obviously over through the months and months, there's a relationship created with the doctor. His yadadu hachole v'harofe. The chol and the rofe get to know each other. And after everything is done, and after the healing process takes place, you ask the chole, im yishlos hachole odos machlato refuato, ya'aneshu hir via kifayim. We'll say he got two benefits. Number one, he was zochet to life, he was zochet to have the refuah, and number two, he was zochet to have a good friend. He was zochet to have a relationship now with somebody who was wonderful. Vim yosivu l'akaro, so eza revach hashav yosef, right now, which is more of a revach, hachayim or achaver, right? He might say, the Chaim is Rebach Yosef Chashuv, that's by a person. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's different. Chashiv hakesher shemiskashrim laKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyacho chashiv yoser meetzem achayim shemakabim menu. More than the answer that we get from our tefilos is just the relationship that we get with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pasuk itself. Ki kov chastacha mechayim. Greater is your chesed than chayim itself. This is all message number one about tefila that we learned from the daf. Right, the nachash lost it and we have it. Second idea. And that is based on the Rash, based on the line of Lavan. Lavan, the money described as Lavan, Shemal bin Avonasein She Yisrael. We are the whitened, the love of the mon whitened our sins. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Shemitoch Shayudogim, since they were nervous, as we'll see on tomorrow's daf, right? The mon didn't fall once and they had enough for the whole year. It fell every single day, and it was only enough for that day. So Mitoch Shayudogim, Shemalo Yerin, Mon Lamachar, maybe mon won't fall tomorrow. Hayu Meshabdin Libam Lamachom. They were Meshabi their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the mon kept them focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this reflect? When we realize that we're not in charge and we're nervous. And we're anxious because we don't know what tomorrow we'll have. We know that we don't feel satiated, so to speak. Right? We feel a lack because we don't have tomorrow. We don't have the next day. So that itself is needed for tefillah. Right? We can't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah out of a feeling of we have everything and there's nothing to ask for. Right, the machlokas that we mentioned before, the Rambam and the Ramban about tefillah. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to daven every single day. The Ramban says no. But famously, the Ramban adds, in the part that we didn't read yet, there is one time that there is a mitzvah to daven every single day. Says the Ramban. Vigor akasav ulav the b'chol avavchem is a general mitzvah. Mitzvah say shetia kolav odoseinu lakel yisbarach. B'chol avavenu. Klomar. B'kavanah ritzuya shleima lishmo. U'be'en hir hara. Lo shenasa mitzvahs below kavana. Serve Hashem with your heart. Don't do mitzvahs by rote. Oh, Allah Safik, Ula Yishbem Toelas, Kiriba Havas, Sersham Lakacha, Bechol of Avcha, Vechulu. And he continues, Oh, Lomar, Shenis Palel Elov Be'ez Hatzaros, Vetia Einenu Velibenu Elov Lavdov Keini Abadim El Yad Adunayim. And that's based on the Pasuk in Ba'aloscha, Ba'atara Sararescha, Mariosa Bechatzotros. The Rabban says, I'll agree Be'ez Tzara, that is a mitzvah d'Araisa to daven. Says Reb Salvation, the Rabbah says it's a mitzvah to daven every day. The Rabban says only Be'ez Tzara. Maybe at root they agree that the only time they daven is Be'ez Tzara, the only time they have a chiv to daven is Be'ez Tzara. The machlokas is how do you define Be'ez Tzara? The Rabban says Be'ez Tzara means literally Be'ez Tzara. You have somebody who's sick, you have parnasa issues. Says the Rambam, life is an Be'ez Tzara. There's a mitzvah to daven every single day, but that's because we have to recognize that life is an Be'ez Tzara. Salvechik writes, Maimonides regarded daily life itself as being existentially in straits, inducing in the sensitive person feelings of despair, a brooding sense of life's meaninglessness, absurdity, lack of fulfillment. It is the persistent tzara which is this b'chol yom. Right? Tzara is, you know, it's more than external trouble. It suggests an emotional and intellectual condition in which man sees himself as hopelessly trapped in a vast impersonal universe, desolate, without hope. That's how we have to daven. Out of this sense of discomfiture, prayer emerges. Offered in comfort and security, prayer is a paradox. Modern methods of suburban worship and plush synagogues notwithstanding. Right? We have to realize we need to have a laugh, a feeling of tzara. That's what they had with the mun. They were doing, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. And that's what we've mentioned, Rav Yeruchim. Rav Yeruchim on Parshat Beshalach, where Rashi quotes, Tafsu Umna Savosam, when it comes to the Kriyas Yamsuf, right at the Yamsuf. They did what Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov did, and asked the Mefarshim, what do you mean? They didn't daven until now. Why does Rashi dafka only here in Shmos Perak Yadalat quote Tafsu Umna Savosam? Says Yeruchim, because now they realize what tefillah is about in an extreme way. They know there's nowhere else to go, right? Back is Mitzrayim, in front is the Yamsuf. There's only one way to go, and that's up. We have to realize tefillah has to be out of a sense of need, a sense of chisaron, and a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's what Rashi says in Parshas Ekev. Ein ademori b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu elamitoch sviya. We can have a feeling of sviya when we daven. And finally, the third idea, and that is asking properly. Sha'alu kahogan, sha'alu shlo kahogan. The difference between the mun and the slav. There's a way to daven, right? It can't be magiali. It has to be a proper structure. We realize everything we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a gift. Right? That's the Rambam. When the Rambam says that in Hilchos Tefillah, that everything is derabbanan about Tefillah, right? The details, the words that we use, the times that we have, but there's one thing that is da'oraisa. Right? The Rambam says, Ein minyan tefillos min haTorah, v'lo mishna tefillos min haTorah, ve'ein l'tefillos van kavua min haTorah. What's da'oraisa? The structure. Shei Adam is palel mischanein b'chol yom, u'magid shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yacharkach shol tzrachav, shud tzarach led bevakasha, u'betchina. V'yacharkach nozin shevach v'hodoy el Hashem, alatava sheshpia lo kalecha v'echa kvi kocho. Shevach bakasha hoda, the Rambam says, that's daraisa. We can't just approach God and say, gimme, 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 magili. We have to approach God with shevach, and only then bakasha, and then have hoda. Because there has to be proper etiquette in tefillah, and how we approach. Right, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al ta'ase toraska kfa. Don't make it kfa. Right? And what does that mean? Don't make it keva. El, make it rachmim v'sachnunim. Right? The Gemara in Brachas discusses this idea, because it's also the Mishnah in Brachas, on Afchavches, osa tfilasa keva, ain't tfilasa tachnunim. What does that mean? So the Gemara gives two pshatim, and the Mefarshim, the Rishonim on Pirkei Avos, Rashi, Rabbi Yonah, quote these. Kol she tfilasa domalav kamasui. Number one, don't make it like a burden. Like finish it and run out. Right? Tfila shouldn't be like that. So that's more about the relationship, number one, that we said. But number two, kol she'eino omra b'lashon tachnunim. You have to say it in a lashon of tachnunim, like begging, Rashi, tachnunim, kigon, elokayin, etzor l'shonim, e'rashon, omrim, ba'amida, achra, tefila. Recognize that we have to approach HaShem, like Rabbi Yonah says, k'rasha mischanein, a poor man at the door. That's how we have to think about what tefila is. It's not magili, I deserve this. It has to be that picture. And that's also, the Gemara talks about Mizrach Shabbos, Iyun Tfila. Good Iyun Tfila and bad Iyun Tfila. Right? Iyun Tfila is a good thing, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yuches. Right? But Tosfos points out there's also bad Iyun Tfila, which is the type where I think, Hashem didn't answer me, then forget it, then I'm supposed to get this. And right, we have to recognize how the attitude that we have in tefillah. So three ideas we learned from today's daf about tefillah. Number one is about the relationship itself. Number two, we have to feel a need and a lack in order to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly in tefillah. And number three, how do we ask? We have to ask with the attitude of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me is a present, is a matana, not magili, nothing that I deserve, but it's all rachamim v'tachtunim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we will stop here.